First, though, another introducing guest to bring you, and it's the one and only Jack Blackman. Now, he, of course, is an artist in his own right. He performed on our Godot Festival stage this year. But tonight, he's on to talk about a very special project, the Stratford Street Arts Project, which is such a good idea. Jack's here now. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Fab stuff. So the Street Arts Project is such a good idea. We've been playing the track Recovery for a couple of weeks on the Saturday Night Show. It's so meaningful. It's so eye-opening. Just tell us all about the project. So it's all about supporting homeless people, essentially, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. We're a non-profit charity, and we work with vulnerable adults and those with lived experience of homelessness in the area. And I've personally been doing it about 8 years, I think. And it started off as guitar lessons. My friend Doug Armstrong, who kind of started the whole thing off, he invited me down to a drop-in centre in Stratford and just to do some guitar lessons, really. And it kind of evolved from there, you know. And it was kind of me, Nigel Clark and Wes Finch do the songwriting. And it's just grown and grown, and we're on our third album now. So
amazing.
There you go.
And homelessness has sadly grown, hasn't it? Particularly with cost of living, we're just seeing more and more people on the streets, and it's devastating. But, you know, thank goodness there are causes like you out there that are helping. And do you think music is a great healer for somebody that's homeless, that's had the worst time on the streets, but then they come and make music, and I bet it's a bit of a respite for them, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's it. The lyrics are all written by the members, the street arts members, and they're all just developed through conversation. So we'll meet for, you know, tea and biscuits, and we'll just start talking about what's on people's minds, or you know, just experiences and viewpoints and stuff. And we always end up with a song after every week, which is pretty cool, you know.
And do you think that's a great healer for them?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, it gets, you know, I mean, it's kind of a small thing really in the grand scheme of things, but I think it does help.
Yeah, I bet it does. And your latest project is Recovery. It's a very special album. It's got 10 songs, isn't it, which you've all worked on collaboratively, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So there's 10 tracks. And again, this album is kind of different to some of the previous ones, because the guys are actually singing, pretty much all the lead vocals of the participants, which is brilliant. You know, I mean, in the past they've been a bit shy, or, you know, they're not wanted to be recorded. But this one, as you can hear on Recovery, which is the title track, you know, their voices are, you know, in the forefront, and me and Wes are just kind of doing the background stuff. So that kind of makes a big difference, really. You can hear their experiences and their, you know, points of view.
Blimey.
Which is what it's all about, really, you know.
Yeah, and that must be really powerful, seeing somebody who's been on the streets, or, you know, sleeping rough, bursting to song. I mean, that must be so powerful.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a whole range of different people, you know, take part in street art. So it's, you know, people with different, you know, problems and mental health things going on, and, you know, at risk of homelessness or just isolated. And yeah, it's, you know, it brings everyone together. So that's the main thing, really.
Yeah. And then where does that single go? I mean, does it help you raise money for the charity as well? Can people, like, buy it to support you?
Yeah. So the whole album is out tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
On all platforms. So all 10 tracks you'll be able to find on Spotify, or iTunes, or any other, you know, streaming or download places. And on Saturday, we're doing a big launch gig at the Stratford Playhouse, and we're going to have CDs, which is cool.
Nice.
Everyone loves CDs, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
They're never going away.
And it doesn't beat having that hard copy, does it? You know, you can have all the downloads in the world, but having that hard copy of your single will be great. And I've got to ask you as well, you were on our stage at Godive Festival, absolutely smashed that. Thanks for doing that. How are things in your musical world at the moment?
Yeah, good. I've had a really good year so far. Did Godive, that was awesome, with the band.
Yeah.
Done a lot of solo stuff, done some tours, went up north, and a lot of clubs, and blues clubs, folk clubs, and festivals. So it's busy.
All going well, which is good to hear. Well, we're going to play Recovery now. Tell me about, you've told me about the album, but tell me about this particular track. When I've played it on Saturday nights, it strikes me as actually quite an upbeat and uplifting song. So is this kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel for those guys?
Yeah, thinking about the album, there's not too many songs that are kind of real downers. They're all kind of quite positive. Recovery, I think it's kind of it's the questions that everyone has, how long is everything? And that was actually, I think one session we came in and how long was written on one of the pieces of paper from previous weeks, and that was it. And I can't even remember who wrote it, or so we wanted to kind of answer it, and how long, one day at a time, that's your journey.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for doing this. It's a brilliant project. Let's hear the track now. It's Recovery. Go and support them. Buy it tomorrow and support a great cause. Thanks so much, Jack Blackman.
All right.
Lovely to hear from you, my friend. And let's hear this beautiful, uplifting track. It's Recovery from the Street Arts Project. On BBC Cedar, we are introducing...
Get some work.
Tell me, what do I
to.
Will you help me break the chain? Will you stick to me like glue?
BBC Music introducing
BBC CWR. Oh,